Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Cicadas are back, baby. Cicadas have swarmed parts of the eastern United States after 17 years underground. They haven't made it to my yard yet. I like the cicadas. I think they're fun. Looking forward to them. Come on, cicadas, come to my house. The cicadas are looking to mate, Jimmy Kimmel said. They're like a bunch of horny teenagers on prom night. They're an interesting creature. The reason they all come out at the same time is because it makes it impossible for predators to eat them all at once. It's like bottomless breadsticks at Olive Garden, but for bugs. Between COVID, the heat, and the cicadas, it's like someone figured out an algorithm to make sure we never go outside the house. I suspect Netflix is behind this. Oh man, remember last week I read a review of the show and the guy said I was too political? I appreciate you listening, sir, but you're not going to like this next part because Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly announced a new speaking tour with dates lined up in Texas and Florida for December. I guess we're going to get political here. Jimmy Fallon said it should be a fun tour. Backstage passes automatically come with a hush money payment of $130,000. Fallon, when he heard, Sean Hannity was like, well, I met someone new and totally awesome too, so. Kimmel, Trump is teaming up with Bill O'Reilly for a series of live events they're calling The History Tour, which was also the name of Michael Jackson's tour 25 years ago. And wait until you hear those two duet on The Girl Is Mine. Let's just go home. Nothing funnier than that. That is awesome. Seth Meyers, better lock up your daughters. Seriously, though, it's probably best if you do. You know, they're just still they're out of town. Jimmy Kimmel, they are planning to do 4 shows. Tickets go on sale this week. So if you enjoyed Charlie Sheen's Violent Torpedo of Truth tour, but you weren't excited about the truth part, this might be your thing. From The Independent, Amy Schumer found herself trending on Twitter when a picture of a lookalike won a prize at a truck stop and the picture went viral. The Independent says the story began with a Facebook post by the Selena 52 truck stop showing a picture of a woman who bore a striking resemblance to Amy Schumer. The woman was collecting a Monster Energy branded mini fridge from a truck stop. The caption read, "Who says only men drive trucks? Big rig driver Amelia stopped in this morning to redeem her cranking the hog reward points, really, for this brand new mini fridge valued at $500. Due to the Monster Energy branding, thanks for continuing to let us service you." The picture soon went viral on Facebook and Twitter because people noticed that it looked like Amy Schumer, but there were other weird things in the photo, such as a sign reading, "Stop pooping in our parking lot," and a teardrop tattoo between fake Amy Schumer's left eye. That tattoo is widely known as one popular among convicts to signify they've committed a murder, although it can have other meanings, The Independent points out. A subsequent Facebook comment on Selena 52 truck stop said, "Amelia wanted us to point out that her teardrop tattoo is not because she murdered someone. I also am pretty sure Amy Schumer has never murdered anyone." Amy Schumer tweeted, "Wait, what's going on at a truck stop? Me?" Snopes got involved and suggested the photograph may have been doctored. They point out that the Selena 52 truck stop Facebook page is listed as a satire/parody page, and that earlier this year, the same page posted a doctored photo of NHL player Phil Kessel. It was accompanied by the claim that Kessel was a regular truck driver who had won a prize at their truck stop. Kessel's t-shirt had been digitally altered to bear the slogan, "Harry Potter Hates Ohio," raising the question of whether a similar technique had been used to amend Amelia's shirt to say, "Truckin' and effin'." Alrighty. Hey, Zach and Glenn. Another road trip, buddy. This one, we got to convince the wives. We have to go to this. I obviously need to cover for the podcast Just for Laughs Cancun Comedy Festival. And I'm going to need a producer. Zach and Glenn, you should go. Tell the wife we're going. This is great. How do I scam a trip to this? Just for Laughs, don't you want me to come? You used to invite me to Montreal. Can I come to Cancun? This thing takes place November 3rd through the 7th. Just for Laughs has partnered with a travel company. I'll say your name, travel company. I want to be your friend. Pollen Presents. Let's be friends, Pollen Presents. They're going to take over the Barcelo Maya Grand Resorts. Let's be friends, Barcelo Maya Grand Resorts. Great hotel, Pollen Presents. Great travel company. Guys, these are great. The festival promises to include, quote, tier comedic programming featuring stand-up comedy. I hope so at the comedy festival. Interactive events, bespoke activities, pool parties, club nights, all-inclusive amenities, and more with fans from around the world. So far, the announced comics are Jim Jeffries, Tom Segura, Nikki Glaser, Steve O, Nicole Byer, Donnell Rawlings, Jay Farrow, Ron Funches, Girls Gotta Eat, and Deborah DiGiovanni. I imagine they will not have a hard time getting comedians to appear at Just for Laughs Cancun. Zach and Glenn tell the wife we are going in November. From the Laugh Button, there was a panel featuring John Legend and his producing partner, Mike Jackson. John Legend's producing partner, Mike Jackson, said, "We just partnered with Bernie Mac's estate to cover Bernie Mac's story. This was a surprise even to John Legend, who didn't know about it." "It had just happened today," said the partner. "Very interesting. All right, a Bernie Mac biopic. We'll watch that." Remember that movie Ted, Talking Teddy Bear and all that? They're making a prequel. I don't know why. Peacock, you know, Peacock, the streaming series you don't actually watch. They're trying so hard. They really want you to watch. A Ted prequel has received a straight-to-series 10-episode order, with Seth MacFarlane expected to return to voice Ted and probably as creator-executive producer. At this time, Mark Wahlberg is not attached. Ted the prequel, you know you've been waiting for it, coming to Peacock soon. All right, I've been lazy with this next thing. If you like the show, if you would like to support the show, if you're like, I kind of like Daily Comedy News, I'm going to throw this guy $5. Here's what you do. You go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You click the tip jar. You can give me $5 once. You could give me $1 million. You could. I'm not going to ask you for $1 million. I will ask you for $5. You throw $5 in the tip jar, give you a shout out on the show, be your friend. You can also do a recurring monthly payment if you would like to do that. I would appreciate it. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. So I'm on the Instagram and the Facebook, facebook.com/dailycomedynews. And the Instagram is @dailycomedynews. And I heard from Scott Beckett, who asks, "Is George Lopez Tacos the Bob's Burgers of restaurants? Have you ever been to George Lopez Tacos? No. Do you know anyone who has ever had George Lopez Tacos? Also, no." And then he points out there are no locations on his website. What gives? Then he has a little screen grab here from the company that has partnered with George Lopez Tacos. And it says, "George Lopez Tacos is a virtual restaurant created by the company, the only company helping neighborhood restaurants thrive by using their existing kitchens to give you even more delicious options." So I was curious about this. I found the website. It is lopeztacos.com. I don't know what happens if you go to georgelopeztacos.com. I'm not even going to type that into my Google machine. But if you go to lopeztacos.com, you see a message from George Lopez. He says, "Hola todos, bienvenidos a George Lopez Tacos. I cannot wait for you to try my badass street tacos. They're the ideal mezcla of soft tortillas, tender meats, and salsas, and toppings bursting with flavor. So whether you're just trying to feed yourself, your fam, or your whole crew, grab mealtime by the cojones and order up some damn delicious delivery from my virtual taqueria. George Lopez Tacos is a tasty online-only chef-curated restaurant created by that sponsored thing that I'm not going to say. They could pay me. We partner with local restaurants that use their existing kitchens to prepare the delicious food that you want, when you want, where you want. This allows those restaurants to thrive as they serve both the customers who are dining in with their own menu and those who are ordering online with ours." So, Scott Beckett, it seems like George Lopez Tacos doesn't have their own restaurant. They're using somebody else's kitchen. I don't know how this works. Seems like it makes sense. But like, say you owned a place that sold pancakes and then you wanted a side hustle and you were like, hey, maybe I'll sell some George Lopez Tacos out of the back. I don't know. I'd rather focus on the pancakes and not be like, oh, we got an order for George Lopez Tacos. Anybody seen the salsa? That seems like a lot of work to me. So I wouldn't do that. Let's take a look at the menu, though. Family style, the La Gran Fiesta. Enough tacos for everyone. Slow cooked, shredded protein of your choice. Fire roasted peppers and onions. That sounds good, actually, George Lopez Tacos. Fresh diced onion and cilantro. Salsa verde. Avocado crema. Pickled onions, roasted jalapenos, served with authentic masa corn tortillas and lime wedges, includes chips and salsa roja. I might have to order this for lunch, actually. There's also La Gran Reunion. That seems to have some more stuff and includes churro bites and Mexican Coca-Cola to complete the fiesta, says GeorgeLopezTacos.com. No, LopezTacos.com. Sorry, don't want to send you to the other side. I don't know what happens if you go to that other one. Don't go to the other one. Don't do it. I'm doing it. What happens if you go to the other one? GeorgeLopezTacos.com. Let's see. Safari can't find the server. A mystery for another day. You can also get some tacos. LopezTacos.com's got some sides. Get some churro bites, some chips and guac, chips and salsa. Let's see how much George Lopez is getting for chips and guac. Ah, I can't find out. George Lopez Tacos doesn't deliver to my address currently. What? Come on, George Lopez, you're in 85 cities. I know I'm in the suburbs, but I'm not, like, nowhere. This is so disappointing. You're killing my bit. All right, somebody who's in a big city, you got to go to George Lopez Tacos and report back how much for chips and guac. I guess I can enter a fake address, right? Let me put in my mom's address, see what this says. She lives in New York City. George Lopez Tacos doesn't deliver to her address currently. It's New York City, George Lopez Tacos. What are you doing? This might be a scam. What is George Lopez? All right, everybody, this is your homework. LopezTacos.com. I want you to find out how much this stuff costs and report back to me at either Facebook.com/Daily Comedy News or at Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Somebody, you don't have to actually order. I just want to know how much stuff costs. Because this website is keeping that information a secret. What's going on, George Lopez Tacos? Thanks for the bit, Scott Beckett. We're going to get a couple days out of this. All right, everybody knows their homework, right? All right, Chelsea Variety is going back on tour. I said Chelsea Variety. I could edit it out. Her name is Chelsea Handler. The story's from Variety. I slugged it in my notes as Chelsea Variety. What the hell? Leave it in. Chelsea Handler is vaccinated, horny, and ready to get back on stage. The comedian is launching a stand-up comedy show. It is called the Vaccinated and Horny Tour, and I wish you could see me eye-rolling how stupid that name is, but whatever. The Vaccinated and Horny Tour this summer through the end of 2021. Chelsea Handler has set 40 nationwide dates. She says, "Never have I been so confident about my decision-making in remaining childless and alone than I did during this pandemic. I can't count how many times I high-five myself every time a friend used the term homeschooling, but as a permanent single professional, I do like to get my groove on, and the best way to get that across is to make it the title of the tour. Now everyone will know that I'm horny and that I'm vaccinated." Insert here John Oliver going, "Cool. I'm so excited to get back on stage because this is the time for people to come together in large groups again. I want to be a reason people come together. My job is to bring joy and laughter and comfort to as many people as I can. This is the moment to lighten up. I've done some shows at smaller clubs to prepare for this tour, and the feeling of laughter in large groups is the thing that everybody will realize they miss the most. We have to heal ourselves, and the fastest way to heal is through laughter." Blah, 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 blah. Chelsea Handler says, "This tour is so different than my past stand-up tours because I'm an adult who has done this now for 20 years, and I can finally say I'm a professional." Hey, were you at Universal Orlando? You know that guy next to you on Jurassic World Velocicoaster? It was Kenan Thompson. Yeah, if you're like, "That dude looks like Kenan Thompson," it was Kenan Thompson. He was spotted by some people. They took some pictures, put it up on the internet. Kenan Thompson, going for a ride. And that is your comedy news for today. You have homework. LopezTacos.com. Somebody priced something out. Now, we know what he's selling them. We know they're in like L.A. and Atlanta, right? If you're in those cities, price it out. Report back to me at Facebook.com/Daily Comedy News, Twitter at DCN Pod, Instagram at Daily Comedy News. We need to find out how much stuff costs at LopezTacos.com. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, GeorgeLopezPodcast.com, or wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.